Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
The social media police are out in full force. A man in Scotland was recently arrested. That's right, arrested for offensive posts about Syrian refugees. What did the posts say? Well, we're not sure because the authorities didn't release them to the media. Sounds reasonable and fair, right? What on earth could he have said that justified his arrest? I mean, his comments may have been absolutely deplorable, despicable, full of hate and vitriol. In other words, it could have sounded just like Obama when he criticizes conservative Christians. But unless he was making a specific imminent threat to a particular individual or group of individuals, he should not be arrested. Now, I know this didn't happen in the U.S. yet, but we seem to have a way of repeating the same silly mistakes we see Europe making all the time. In fact, if you ask your average socialist utopian, he'll tell you that Europe is the way to go. Uh-huh, sure it is. But there is evidence that Twitter and Facebook are penalizing its American users who post messages contrary to our politically correct world. In fact, just today, a story in Breitbart highlighted Twitter's so-called shadow banning of conservative tweeters. So while the consequences of exercising free speech in Europe may be more extreme, we're facing the same basic assault on free speech here. And we know that the assault will only grow more intense unless we act to stop it. Freedom of speech is a fundamental aspect of a free society, and it must be respected at all costs. And it's long been a principle of free speech supporters to protect the speech that they most despise. For example, I'm a Christian. I believe that Jesus is God's one and only Son, and that anyone who confesses his name and believes in him will have eternal life in heaven with God. But there are some who disagree with me. And not only do they disagree, they hate what I believe. They think I'm an idiot. They think there is no God, and that my believing in him is foolishness, or even worse. And you know what? They have a right to say that. They can criticize me and my religion, but they can't directly threaten me, as that changes this from a discussion of truth and ideas to an act of personal violence against me. But they can say it because God made us free men with a choice. The battle for free speech will never end, and it's only ours to have so long as we are willing to defend it.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.